This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Socially Distanced Saturday is a music program on Cap Radio that has emerged during the pandemic and is really finding a great audience. Nick Bruner is the host and creator. He's here to give us an uplift with some of this weekend's music. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Beth.
So let's go back to how this evolved and why it evolved.
Sure. From the beginning, we were taking McMartin's Blues Party from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, of course, for years and years, practically almost 30 years now, which is a Herculean feat.
And Mick would come to the station.
Be at the station.
And work, do it live, do his thing.
Absolutely. So we were working behind the scenes to make it so we didn't necessarily have to do that. Dennis Newhall came on as his producer. They would record everything. Mick would basically produce the show from home, give it to Dennis. They'd come in, record voice tracks, and then they'd be off. Well, then the pandemic hit, and we had to scramble. So we paired off 2 hours from Mick. So he's producing all of that from home now with Dennis and shipping it to me, and I get it on the air. And then what to do with 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock? Well, we decided to take a long look at the local music scene. And I just thought it was necessary to play local bands on the radio. They have no place to play. They're already, you know, just kind of like up and coming. And if public radio doesn't champion the local music scene, you know, what's gonna? So it's been a lot of fun putting this together for, this will be the 10th week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That says something about the time kind of warp craziness that we've been in.
Yeah, I have no idea what day it is, what time it is, just words wandering through this.
So this first band you're going to feature, Cleavers, is a good example.
Clevers.
Really?
Yes. They're a three-piece from Sac. And
sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's Cleavers. And they just released their debut LP. It's Shannon Becker and Stephanie Espinoza and Jenny Klug. I'm going to play a track off of the record now. It's called One Mind.
So listening to the music, they are clever. So they are the Clevers.
Their sound reminds me, just takes me back to, calls to mind bands of the 90s, just in a big way. Just kind of college rock, and I just love the way it's produced. And it's a lot of fun. I've been also doing interviews with groups for Socially Distanced Saturday, and I had Clevers on the line earlier this week. I spoke with all three of the members, and they told me a little bit about what it means to have a physical product of their music in an era where it's, you know, it's all Spotify and Apple Music, and it's nothing you can actually hold.
Being my age, I just grew up with vinyl. That's what I spent all my money on as a teenager. You know, and just having it there to mark, you know, my place in the world. It's a record, you know, it's an actual record and artifact.
Totally, totally. Holding that is just like, wow. This is Jenny speaking. I had two friends who shot the photos, and I had another friend do the like layout of the album. So it's like really just like a friend group effort that we all did this together.
I'm so excited for them and for any artist that is able during this time to see something come to fruition and actually have it. And I think down the road, Nick, people are going to look back and say, this came during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. This happened during this time. And it will be anecdotal for generations in their family.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And it's nice to see. I'm also a sucker for vinyl. I far prefer to have just the, maybe it's my eyesight failing these days. I just like having something bigger in front of me to hold
and to look at. It sounds different.
It does. It does indeed.
Okay, is there more of the conversation?
There is more of the conversation. I'm going to save that for Saturday, though.
Oh,
so this coming Saturday, you can hear the full conversation with Clevers on Socially Distant Saturday.
I'm talking with Nick Bruner, and this new show has been a great virtual venue, I guess, a broadcast venue for musicians and their music and a way to stay in touch as we continue on. So you've got more music for us.
Yeah, that's right. So also, they've been playing the last few weeks from this project called Eagle Tracks, which was started by Johnny Gutenberger, who was in bands like Far, and he released new music with his group with his wife called Two Sheds. Well, what the project is, if you go to eagletracks.net, a 90s-tastic website, if you're the era of GeoCities or Angel Fire, if you had an account back in 1994, you'll know what I'm talking about. But what he's doing is he's inviting friends of his like Jonah Matranga, Buildings Breeding, Bart Davenport to write a new song and record it on a four-track cassette recorder. And then he puts it up on this website, and you can stream it for free. This is the new track that Two Sheds recorded called Dead End. Speaking of sounding different, I just love the tape hiss. There's just something, I don't know, that really attracts me to that lo-fi sound. Mm-hmm. And you can hear a whole bunch of it over at eagletracks.net for free.
Okay, we have time for one more.
Oh, man. So Sister Crayon is a band that broke up and reformed as Rituals of Mine. Right. They got back together with their band leader, Tara Lopez, via Twitch. About a week ago and did an entirely socially distant concert all together. So that was really fun to see. So they have music that they're going to be working on. It sounds like they're going to be putting something out here in the distant future. But so that's really cool. And since this has been 10 weeks of this show and I've just been thinking about, you know, big round numbers and Sister Crayon was one of the first bands that I found after moving to Sacramento. I just love them. And Tara Lopez right now, when she's not doing everything else, she's doing DJ sets on Twitch where she is raising money for charities. Like last week, she did it for a foundation, the Loveland Foundation, which provides free therapy access to communities of color. So she's raising money constantly for stuff like this. And you can watch her on Twitch.
Great.
So this is from Sister Crayon. This is my favorite song by the band. It's called Souls of Gold, and it just makes me so happy. Joyful. Socially Distant Saturday. You can hear a whole bunch of this stuff every weekend, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock Saturday afternoons, and again, 8 to 10.
All right, Nick. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Beth.
That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Kyle McKinnon and Cynthia Lopez. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer, Antonio Munez. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. We do not have a noon press conference with the governor today. Noted. We are all looking ahead to the long weekend with the most days off for our team since the New Year's holiday. Woohoo! And we're back with a new live show on May 26th. Be safe, be aware, take care. Thanks for joining us.